Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. I want to thank a couple of great sponsors. Again, these sponsors are what makes the show possible. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. 877-327-0365. If you want non-GMO, real heirloom seeds, I mean, whether you're looking to stock up, feed your family, just have a nice little victory garden in the yard, SurvivalSeedBank.com is the place to go. 877-327-0365. And, of course, our sponsor, New Silver Solution, that's naturalsilver.com. And they've just got some of the best colloidal silver out there. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infections, germs, and disease. It's supernaturalsilver.com. All right. You know, let's close up with this Facebook thing, but it really just shows how we've been trained, Bob, to give out all of our personal information. Again, there's nothing sacred, nothing private anymore. And then it gives the opportunity to law enforcement, Big Brother, whoever, to then track, trace, and database and really profile us on a level never seen before, which sometimes results in your 30th birthday barbecue being raided by SWAT.
What can you say? Right. Must be a good thing. I mean, you know, most people don't have any clue as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea. Most of these teenagers on Facebook, these young people, they're just out fooling around, having a good old time, clowning around their friends. And Big Brother's sitting there watching them and don't even know it.
They don't even know it. And, you know, I want to take this opportunity now to also bring up our other Bob. Bob Chapman is our guest for this entire hour. And then in the last hour, we're actually going to play this eugenics rant of Alex Jones for an entire hour. How are you, Bob?
I'm fine, thank you. And it's interesting. I'm running into more and more stuff on eugenics. And Sotomayor referred to that in Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. People didn't realize what she was saying, but she's spoken before about eugenics, which we'll get into later.
Well, absolutely, and one of the highlight clips that we're going to have to play again in this hour because it's just so important is Representative Joseph Pitts out of Pennsylvania on the House floor discussing Judge Ginsburg and her comments on pro-eugenics and population sustainability and control and their desire to root out, undesirables. That's right. That's what it is, Mr. Dacey. It's undesirables. Yes, go ahead.
All you have to do is go back to Germany, and it's a very, very important word in the German language, and it's called Untermenschen. And this is what they called, the Nazis called subhumans, is what it is in English.
Mm-hmm.
And this was part of only allowing the, quote, intellectual and physical, and of course in the case of Germany, the purity of race to procreate. And this is what these people are talking about today, and they've been talking in America about it for a couple of hundred years, and most people don't know it. And I have one of the biggest libraries in eugenics anywhere, which I ended up giving away to USC and UCLA because nobody ever wanted to read them besides me. And so this is where they're headed in America. And this is how they're going to cull the population. They're going to use selective breeding, and people are going to be told you can't breed, and if you try to, you'll be aborted and sterilized.
Well, I'm not sure if you've read this information, but the current health bill that's been passed is actually going to give, and it's only gone through the House, like I said. It hasn't been passed by the Senate, the health bill. I'm pretty sure it's just through the House. But the bill specifically says that they are providing funding for home visits that promote immunization through education. So in other words, they can enforce immunizations that you don't want to take by knocking on your door and saying you must take it. More on that on the other side. We're joined by Bob Dacey in studio and Bob Chapman over the phone. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And we are back, joined by Bob Dacey and Bob Chapman. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones. It is The Alex Jones Show, and we're talking a little eugenics. And again, in the health care bill, they're saying that federally they will fund, you know, state teams to conduct interventions in private homes. And here's just a little subsection. The program authorizing home interventions to promote immunization falls under Subtitle C, creating healthier communities. So, again, they're going to try to pressure you through your neighbors. This subtitle directs the Secretary of Health and Human Services to establish a demonstration program to award grants to states to improve the provision of recommended immunizations for children, adolescents, and adults through the use of evidence-based, population-based interventions for quote-unquote high-risk populations. Mr. Chapman, what does that sound like to you?
It sounds like you got a police state, and they're going to tell you what to do whether you like it or not.
Exactly. And, you know, with all this hype surrounding the swine flu and Obama's science czar openly writing about this stuff, how do you feel about it, Mr. Dacey?
Well, I think it's really neat. I mean, this John Holdren guy wrote this book back in, what was it, in the early 70s, and it perfectly dovetails with what we're talking about here. He says on page 786 through 787, the development of a long-term sterilizing capsule that could be implanted under the skin and removed when pregnancy is desired opens additional possibilities for coercive fertility control. The capsule could be implanted at puberty and might be removable with official permission for a limited number of births.
Well, let's
right there. It's all personal.
Well, let's go back to that term coercive fertility control. See, in this memo that they had to put out yesterday, as this stuff is starting to surface, they're saying that Obama's science czar does not support coercive population control.
What is that? I'm confused.
Yeah, it sounds like semantics to me.
Coercive fertility control, but not coercive population. Oh, I get it.
I think that they're synonyms, aren't they?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, it's the manipulation of the language, and these guys are masters of manipulating the language, and they do so on so many levels, Mr. Chapman.
They certainly do. And it's amazing that people are able to go in and pull out these juicy little tidbits like he just read. About what they're really all about, where they're headed with this thing. And, you know, I've been talking about this since the mid-1960s and regional government and things like that, and people thought we were crazy. And, you know, here it is now. It's happening, and it's absolutely downright frightening.
I absolutely agree. I kind of want to jump topics here and get into the economy. I got a couple stories in front of me. U.S. video game sales post largest decline since 2000. One of the only really unbeatable industries, the ones that you've seen grow and grow and grow despite economic times, have been these big blockbuster video games that are now grossing more than major motion pictures. And now, since the first time since 2000, almost a decade ago, they're seeing their largest decline. Can't be good news for this economy. Even GE is saying that their revenue's down. And we're talking about one of the biggest media, military, industrial complex companies out there in the world.
Well, that's correct. And we are in depression. We started this past February. And it's an inflationary environment. And that inflationary environment will get worse over the next couple of years. And then we'll go into a deflationary environment. I think what's interesting here is that this is the epitome of Keynesianism, which is a school of economics. The antithesis to that is classical economics, and it looks like the European Central Bank, which represents 16 of about 29 nations in Europe, and they are taking the classical tact, which is to yes, take interest rates down, but reduce the amount of money and credit being injected in the system. And just to show you the difference, the interest rates are all down. But on the other hand, the money supply in the United States and the United Kingdom and many other nations is up about 18%. And in the Eurozone, it's only up 3.7%. Mm-hmm. And that's down from a plus 12.8 about a year and a half ago. So they are taking the other tact in Europe.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in the next few months in light of the last G8 summit, in light of this BRIC conference, in light of Russia's Medvedev getting out there and showing people the prototype, and a minted prototype, might I add, for a global currency coin?
Well, it's something that it was bound to come, and I think what they're really looking for here is an international trading unit at first. I expect there's going to be another meeting similar to the Smithsonian-type meeting that was held in the early 70s and the Plaza Accords in 1985, and I think all the nations are going to get together within the next 6 months, and I think they're going to realign their currencies against one another. There'll be all these cross currencies, and they'll have these experts working at, you know, what's going to be devalued and what's going to be revalued. And I think that's going to happen, and I think it's going to be brought on by pressure on the United States dollar. The USDX is down from 89.5. It's trading around 79.5. And I expect it to test 71.18. And if it does that between now and the end of October, we're going to have pressure on the dollar like we had about a year and a third ago when other nations didn't want to accept the dollar, especially in trade and for people who were on vacation and things like that. If you remember, there were stories back then about that. And I think that's going to happen again, and I think it could cause a short bank holiday in the United States.
Well, that would be something we haven't seen in so long, and it does seem to be going that way with, you know, Brazil, Russia, India and China openly saying that they want a separate world reserve currency. Mr. Dacey?
I don't want a separate world reserve currency. I would like to have our currency be strong so that they stop printing it like it's going out of style every 5 seconds and blowing away the value of it all the time. Of course, they've been doing it since, what, 1913?
Mm-hmm.
These people don't even know what classical economics is. I'm not an economics advisor. I don't really know that much about all that stuff, but I do know this. I was up in a conference back in 2006 up in Waco. It was the follow-up conference to that NAFTA thing that they had in March, where Bush was up there and they were doing the superhighway. And
was that the CAFTA project or SPP?
Free Trade Area of the Americas.
Okay.
It was. I was up there for the New American, and I was talking to these business people from Baylor University and these economics professors and the top guys at a little get together that we had, and I brought up economic policies of von Mises. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me like I was crazy. They didn't know who he was. I mean, literally, they didn't know who he was. They didn't know what that was. It's the head of the economics department at Baylor University. They didn't know who the guy was.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand it.
No, most of them
don't
because they've been trained not to. And that's why it's so important for people listening to this program and aware of this information to really protect the wealth that they do have by investing in gold and silver and other precious metals. Why don't you tell people how they can do that, Mr. Chapman?
Well, I think the best way to get into precious metals is to talk to Midas, and they have a big collection of gold and silver coins and bullion for you to purchase, and they also will supply you with a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster as well. All you have to do is call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. I was on with Ted Anderson Thursday with Butch Pa, which was last night,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about the availability and the things that were going on in the gold and silver markets. And there was one more thing I was going to bring to fore in the conversation regarding the descent of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I have been told by extraordinarily reliable sources, actually a half dozen of them, that, and I released this information 2 months ago and nobody else did, and the U.S. embassies have been getting U.S. dollars, which they are supposed to turn into local currencies. And I don't know in total how many embassies have received it, but I know at least six of them have.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had another writer send me an email this morning, and he said, I can verify what you're saying. So the government is getting ready for a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they do dispense these local currencies, and let's say that they do actually have a bank holiday, what is it going to look like in this country?
Well, your ATM, credit, and debit cards won't work. Nobody will accept checks until the banks, you know, reopen. I don't think that they're going to be shut down a long time. I think it will be perhaps 4 or 5 days. And I think it's going to be a trial run, a precursor to what they think is going to happen down the line when they have to shut them all for a longer extended period of time, perhaps when they're going to do these multi-country, multi-currency devaluations.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you think it's like
going to
be a beta test to see how the populace will react to not being able to get their money for a week?
Yes.
But if they do that, what's going to happen with when they reopen? Isn't that going to cause a bank run? Are people going to freak out?
People are going to be so happy that the banks are back open and not going to do too much. It's the behavior that they're looking for in between the time the banks are shut down and they reopen again.
So what you're saying is they want to gauge how much outrage there'll be, how much public outcry there'll be, but they also want to see whether or not they can convince those people who have that kind of an outcry not to take all their money out of banks and you know, basically convince them that everything's going to be okay.
Yes, that's correct. And I think that you probably have the title to this, but this coming week we have maneuvers in the United States with Australian, German, mm-hmm. Mexican, Canadian, and U.S. troops.
And UK troops. And private forces, by the way. But I know exactly what you're talking about. If you don't know what it is, it's National Level Exercise 09. It's going to be held in the last week of July. It's going to be starting, actually, the day after I get back from California. Totally and completely nightmarish. A total surveillance state is what they're practicing for, taking over all local governments, state governments, tribal governments, and much more. We're going to talk NLE 09 on the other side with Bob Dacey and Bob Chapman. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Joining me in studio is Bob Dacey, and over the phone is Bob Chapman. We're going to take your calls in the next segment. But I also want to remind people that we are documentary filmmakers out here. And our recent picture, Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo, is now available for free, folks, for free when you get yourself a copy of Endgame and some of the other great movies over at the InfoWars gift shop. And I want to remind people, my film, Fabled Enemies, if you want to know about the International Intelligence Agency that actually did carry out 9/11, we cover it from front to back in this video. Barry Jennings, the current Vice President of the United States, Joseph Biden, Cynthia McKinney, Michael J. Springman, Bo Deedle, and so much more. Fabled Enemies, go check it out. Now, we were talking about this state of the economy. We're talking about bank holidays and local currencies. Mr. Chapman, if the government starts issuing local currencies, what is the economy in this country going to look like, and what are we going to be doing day to day? I mean, how is that going to work?
Well, as I said, I think they'll have a large meeting, so to speak, and they'll decide ahead of time how much one currency is going to be devalued against another. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all of those changes are going to make all of those currencies degenerate in value versus gold. And so that's very important. But I think if they were to do a switch like that now there's a thing called the USDX, and it's six currencies, major currencies, weighted each one against the dollar. Now, the USDX is probably at the state that it's in now, you would probably see somewhere between a 50% and 70% reduction of the dollar versus that group of currencies, that six currencies. And that's one heck of a devaluation. But what would have to happen at the same time, there would have to be an adjustment of debt between countries, because 64.5% of all of the foreign exchange held by other countries is in dollars. Mm-hmm. So everybody's going to take a haircut if they do that, and I think that's coming.
Well, that is just, it's nightmarish. I wonder what happens to other localized currencies that are outside of government control, like, say, the Lakota rounds.
Well, they'd go up in value. Silver and gold will go up in value. Mm-hmm. If the value of the gold dollar, let's say, went down 50%, then we would assume that gold and silver would rise 50%.
But doesn't that put them in kind of a spot?
Maybe even a lot more.
But you, I understand that the rounds essentially would be worth more. But actually, in those communities where they're using the rounds as currency, don't you think the federal government is going to want to step in and further regulate them? I mean, when you look at this exercise that you're talking about, National Level Exercise 09, it is in FEMA Region 6. That means Texas, Arizona, parts of California, basically the Southwest, and there are Indian reservations there. And they state specifically in these documents that they're going to be going after state, local, and tribal governments. Basically, this is a huge federal takeover, but it's really an international takeover because, like you stated before, we're talking about governments in Canada, Mexico, Australia, the UK, and then private organizations also taking part.
Well, that's correct. And, we're just going to have to watch what they do because we don't know exactly what they are going to do. We have to learn as much from what they're doing as they do. Mm-hmm. And then we have to broadcast and let everybody know about it because certainly mainline media is not going to carry it.
That's right, and it's for a full week, and people really do need to arm themselves with cameras and questions if we want to expose this to the world via InfoWars and YouTube, Mr. Dacey.
I want to know from Bob, I have a question for him about this bank holiday thing. I mean, I'm a retailer, I have a local hardware store. How does that affect the guy on the street? I'm in the real world, mainstream America, real business, people getting their toilet fixed and getting their light bulbs changed and all that. How does that affect the average retail establishment during a bank holiday? What happens? You don't take credit cards or what? How does that play out?
Well, you can't because it won't function, and neither will ATMs. And
well, then nothing will function.
Well, that's true.
That's what everybody uses
silver
nowadays.
And gold, or there will be some establishments, I'm sure, that will accept checks incumbent upon the problem being solved. And, of course, government will say, well, we'll have this fixed in a few days, so don't worry about it.
But wait a minute, Bob, won't that also cause an artificial run on the banks if places start actually taking checks that are, say, post-dated to when the banks reopen? Won't there be just an exorbitant amount of checks that are post-dated for when this bank holiday ends, which could then, again, cripple these banks once more? I want to get your opinion on that. On the other side, we're going to be taking your calls, Tony, Rob, Matt, Darren, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. I am with the Bobs, Bob Dacey and Bob Chapman. Go check out the latest news over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. I'm going to be with you on Sunday as well. We're about to, in the next 30 minutes, we're going to play a eugenics rant by Alex Jones. Hopefully he is going to call in before the end of the show. But we just posed the question to Mr. Dacey. If they do have these bank runs, or not Mr. Dacey, I'm sorry, Mr. Chapman. The Bob and Bob thing is killing me right now. But Mr. Chapman, if they do have this bank holiday and people do start accepting checks that are post-dated, which may be the only way to really have transactions, like you said, because there's not going to be a lot of cash available. People won't be able to use their credit cards. They can't use their ATM cards. They're going to be totally, completely shut down. Won't that cause an artificial bank run, whether or not there's an actual bank run with people taking all their money out, an artificial bank run on the day that they reopen because everybody's going to be cashing these checks?
No, I don't think it'll be that terse. They have the ability to process them, and even if they were backed up for 2 or 3 days, it's no biggie. It's just that many accounts wouldn't get credited as quickly as people would like. But they'll sort that out. I don't think that's going to be a big thing. The important thing is that people are going to learn that these kind of things can happen again, like they happened in the 1930s. And secondly, they're going to rediscover how important gold and silver is a medium of exchange. And I think that that will come into play, especially silver and small coins like the sovereign and so on. And it's just, again, I think, a trial run to build up to something bigger that they got in mind later on.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I want to know what that something bigger that they got in mind later on is.
I think it might be that coin that Medvedev was holding over there. I mean, that coin just creeps me out that they've actually minted a global currency coin. Remember, it's in its beta test stage. But just that they have it there and they're like, this is what we want. And they're holding these meetings. Again, this BRIC meeting, this Brazil, Russia, India, and China meeting, they're openly saying, we don't like the dollar. We want to kick it in the back. They want to cut its throat. It's already like, you know, crippled on its knees and, like, chained up. They just want to cut the throat of it and just bleed it out.
Well, I just think just as a retailer who day-to-day just rings up hundreds of sales all the time, that's what I do, it would just paralyze the whole country if they had a bank holiday. People get mad if I open 5 minutes late. You know?
Yeah, but you know what? They do some things. They probably pull stunts, not only in the media but in sports. They'd be like, free day to come on down to the stadium and see the Texas Rangers play. It's a bank holiday. It's a first, 20,000 that show up. They'd be, motivating people and really
be shutting down what's left of the real economy.
Hey, man, the social engineers are smart. That's all I know. All right, let's take some calls for Bob Dacey and Bob Chapman. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hey, look, I really like the format with the Jason, Bob, and Bob show. Hey, real quick, Bob, where's your store? And I want to give you a chance to give a quick plug for yourself, because where is
it? Well, it's a local. It's in Northwest Austin at Highway 183 and Spotswood Springs Road. And
I live in Austin, so I'm looking for a good hardware store because I ain't going to Home Depot and that other place anymore.
Okay, you think I paid this guy to call in, right?
I did not. No, this is the unsolicited caller.
All right, it's the hardware store. We're the True Value Hardware Store in Austin. It's the Hardware Store Incorporated, True Value. And yes, we do e-foods, and yes, we make screens, and yes, we sell the evil guns.
And apparently you fix toilets.
And we fix toilets. Well, no, fix them. No. Let's have a correct. We tell you how to fix them.
Oh, I gotcha.
And no, we don't rent toilet augers either, because we don't want the darn things back. We sell them,
What else you got for us, Tony?
First of all, I really called to talk about Heidi and Spencer and torture, but I just wanted to say something real fast. John Maynard Keynes is well known to have been something of a sexual deviant. He kept sex diaries, one of which is encoded. He liked to photograph young boys. And I think the whole idea of stealing from the future of someone else for your own perverse gratification kind of carries through into his economics.
Mm-hmm.
However, having said that, I saw that Heidi and Spencer were claiming torture, and so the whole time that I was hearing this, I was thinking it was over something I actually saw on that show in which they literally waterboarded the contestants.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yes. One of the challenges, they had an octagon with the little teeter boards attached to the side of like an octagonal baby pool filled with spiders and snakes. They had people on an incline board with their head lower than their chest. They had them in goggles and some protective jumpsuit and snakes and spiders crawling all over them. And John Sally's there, trash-talking people. Go ahead, quit. You don't want to quit. And I'm like, well, this is the usual spiders and snakes reality show garbage. But then the pool starts filling up with water.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets all the way up to their nose. And once it got up to the nose, nobody lasted longer than 2 or 3 seconds. Sanjaya, from American Idol won.
Yeah. Oh, he ended up winning that? My God.
Gonzaga can get waterboarded apparently more than Janice Dickinson and whoever else.
Well, so you know, Alex Jones would tell you that this is just the standard dehumanization of a culture. It's getting you desensitized to this sort of thing. He wasn't a big fan, you know, even though he's had Joe Rogan on the program and they're friends. He wasn't a big fan of some of the things they did on there, especially when they were taking metal spikes and throwing them through there. And this waterboarding debate has really just gotten out of control. I thank you for the call. It is quite obvious that this is torture, Mr. Daisy.
Well, the television is torture. I mean, the stuff that they put on the air nowadays is just complete and total garbage. It's meant to make us think like we're a bunch of animals and it appeal to our purity inside. I really liked Leave It to Beaver, you know, and I like Father Knows Best, and I like Gilligan.
I was a Dennis the Menace guy, you know, maybe a little Mork and Mindy.
Well, you know, a little bit
Monsters.
Yeah, you know, whatever happened to, you know, Andy of Mayberry, you know, whatever happened to the decent shows? The vast majority of what's on TV now is total garbage.
Well, what's your take on pop culture and what's on the television and shows like this where they are, you know, dehumanizing people to desensitize them to things like torture and waterboarding?
They're trying to turn us into what they think we are.
Well,
that's basically it. They're trying to turn us into what they think we already are.
Well, just lovely. Let's go to Rob in New Jersey. Rob, you're online.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Basically, I heard a caller earlier calling about thinking about the military gearing up for something.
Mm-hmm.
I have prior service mm-hmm. in the past and was discharged for not being MLS qualified within 24 months, federal law.
Okay.
And basically, I received the email within the week, and it basically said, you know, you can join back in, don't have to go to MEPS, you don't have to do nothing, you can go right in, pick a job, and go to your schooling, and basically be in. I found that kind
of... Well, they are desperate to recruit as many people as possible into the military. You know, we just had that caller earlier saying that people who were accused of small and petty crimes, and I thank you for the call, they were making sure that they'd signed in for selective service. We also know people, they'll try to send you to shock camp or say, hey, join the military after you've done something stupid like use drugs or sold drugs to others. And they're having a tough time selling this military to people because we're still in Afghanistan, we're still in Iraq, and we're still beating the war's drum against Iran.
Speaking of that, Jason, I just have to say this. I had a fellow, young man in my store yesterday. He had just joined the Marine Corps. Nice guy, really nice guy. And he's all proud, and he was a private first class in the Marine Corps. We were talking, and I just had to bring up this Obama thing about the major whose orders to go to Afghanistan got revoked because he wanted to sue the president to make him prove that he's actually qualified to be president
mm-hmm.
because he won't pony up his birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talking about that, and I was thinking how I was kind of two minds about talking to him about it because what I told the young man is, you know, this he listened and he understood the constitutional problems involved. And a commander-in-chief who's a fraud, possibly,
mm-hmm. yeah.
or won't prove that he's qualified to be president. But I told him, I said, listen, son, you know, the Marine Corps is a great thing. You just do your job. You be a good Marine. This is way above your pay grade. So absorb it, maybe, but just stay out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, the Marines are, you know, my dad was a Marine. My granddad was a Marine. My uncles were Marines. They're all Marines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame. What they're doing.
Yeah, no, how they manipulate military personnel.
And you know, they think they're out there to protect the United States and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they're being manipulated into doing something which is the exact opposite. It's so sad on a personal level.
Mm-hmm. You know, Bob Chapman, I want to get your take on what's happening in the Middle East and what your forecast is. We just had this big bombing in Indonesia. They're not saying who's responsible yet, but I haven't been watching the news wires. I'm sure they're going to blame Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda-like insurgents. Do you see an escalation in the activity there, or you think it's just going to kind of taper off into the background and we're going to just continue to conduct operations in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Hard to say. And I think it probably would taper off. And the problem is not only the occupation of Iraq and the continual bombings, but also the service that we are in Afghanistan, which I think stands a very, very good chance of going into Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And And so I think that...
Well, we're
that
already conducting operations in Pakistan. Let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, you can't now hit the news wires for less than 2 or 3 days without finding out that we used a drone attack to kill 40, 50, or 60 people, and always it's always their insurgents. Let's be real about this. They're killing families. They're killing neighborhoods. When you're killing 40, 50, or 60 people at a time, it's not always an insurgency camp or a Al-Qaeda center or a Taliban terrorist training facility. The majority of the times, they're targeting the regular populace. And we had this come out, I think, about a month ago where they were paying, quote-unquote, another insurgent to take little microchips, small little microchips the size of a grain of rice, and then throw them into, quote-unquote, other insurgents' homes. And then a missile would be guided in by that microchip, and the guy said, well, they were paying me $122 every time they'd give me a handful, so I was just putting them anywhere. I mean,
I believe that, and this is the kind of thing that government uses to extend warfare if they want to do so. Mm-hmm. And they are going to continue in Pakistan. Where else they'll go, Iran or North Korea or wherever, remains to be seen. But one thing you can be assured of is that in very, very troubled economic and financial times, history tells us that a war is always begun, a different, a bigger war than we already have. And so that's what I think we got to look forward to. And incidentally, I have to mention something I mentioned with Ted last night on Butch Paw's program. And that is, I had on Drew Rain's Blog Talk show, I had a colonel who had just come back from Afghanistan, and he said that they had 4 British sovereigns sewn into their uniform, and he had to bail out of his plane. And when he hit the ground and pulled in his parachute, lo and behold, there were some locals there, and he took out a sovereign and handed it to them, and they took him to some camel herders, who, when he met them, he gave them a sovereign, and they all smiled, and took him to a village, and in the village he gave him a sovereign, and they took him to his unit. And so the moral of the story is, he who has the gold makes the rules.
No, absolutely, and that is, again, a currency that transcends, destinations, places, actual regions. I mean, gold and silver are not regional currencies. They are universal currencies. They have been used since the beginning of time and, well, civilized time anyway, and they've retained their value. How can people get gold and silver right now, Mr. Chapman?
Oh, they call Midas. That's the best place to go. And they'll take care of you, you know, in a hop, skip, and a jump. And they also give you a free introductory copy of the International Forecaster, and either a hard copy or an email copy. And you can do that by calling into 877-479-8178. That's toll free, 877-479-8178.
All right, let's take some more callers. Let's go to Matt in the United Kingdom. Matt, you're on the line.
How you doing, guys? I also mentioned on the PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, so they can go to Wave here to the guys in the UK. My point is basically about the Facebook thing in the UK. Obviously, you've seen that in the Daily Mail article. My question is basically, is Facebook safe anymore? Because obviously, they obviously found out that it was out creating this party.
Well, let me tell you this. 2 years ago, I captured something that I'm going to be using in Invisible Empire. I've been wanting to do this New World Order picture for quite some time, really working on it hard, finalized the first third of my script. But 2 years ago, I was watching G4 TV, which is like kind of like this techie kind of station for people that are into video games and pop culture and whatever. It's big with the younger kids. And all of a sudden, I see how the FBI is now going to be patrolling MySpace. And this was right before Rupert Murdoch bought on and all this other stuff. And they're like, they're going to start creating fake profiles and suckering people in. Then, recently, I saw them announce the same thing with Facebook. And then, like I said, 2 months ago, I saw that they busted a New Jersey post-prom party where kids were going to be drinking the evil alcohol after graduating from high school. How dare they have a rite of passage? And their post-prom party was actually raided by the police. So is it safe? Nothing you do is safe on the Internet. Just like I told you before, all the major telecommunication companies by federal law are forced to have a separate room where everything you do on your cell phone and everything you do on the internet is then tracked, traced, and databased, put into another hard drive system. It then runs through software. This, again, doesn't mean people are actually looking at you yet, but then you are profiled. And through these profiles, they set up actual human units, and they start to surveil you. That's why you see these fusion dissenter documents in the United States where they say, oh, yeah, we are targeting people who are anti-illegal immigration. Oh, yeah, we are targeting people who are anti-technology. We are targeting people that are one agenda, it's ridiculous. Basically, if you protest anything, anytime, anywhere, yeah, you are an extremist and possibly a Al-Qaeda insurgent. So is it safe? It's safe if you know how to use it, if you know how much information about you you want to give out there. I mean, just by going to my MySpace page, you can figure out who my brother is, my sister. You can see a picture of my niece. You can track my family. You can see what friends I have. You can check their comments page and see what we've relayed back and forth. I mean, you are really are setting yourself for an open source information bonanza, but it's up to you to decide how much Big Brother gets to know. I mean, you don't get that decision when you're just surfing the internet and they have your IP address. I hope that helps, Matt. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back in the final segment with Bob Chapman and Bob Dacey. We're also going to try to hit as many calls as we can. What do you think, Mr. Chapman, is the most impending issue coming up on the horizon in Congress and in the Senate?
Well, you've got several. You've got the health care fiasco. You've got cap and trade fiasco. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the H.R. 1207, which is being held captive in House committee.
That's what we need to talk about in the final segment. We need to talk about 1207. We need to talk about the co-sponsors. And we have to talk about Nancy Pelosi's odd response last week that nobody's picked up on but Prison Planet. It's going to be in Obama, too. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in for an Alex Jones. Back after this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
Coming up in the next hour, Alex Jones' eugenics rant is going to be played. I'll be in on Sunday for the first hour and 15 minutes of the program, and Alex will be rejoining us on Monday. I am Jason Burma sitting in, joined by Bob Dacey and Bob Chapman. And a lot of people missed this. I hadn't seen any articles on it. I haven't seen the video on YouTube. Kind of hard to find. We taped it off C-SPAN. But in Nancy Pelosi's weekly address, she was asked about H.R. 1207 and auditing the Federal Reserve. Now, how does she respond? Well, she responds by saying, well, it sounds to me like the people want to know more secrets to the temple. And then she kind of chuckles to herself and says, ah, secrets to the temple. It was required reading in my day. Then she babbles on for about 2 minutes, avoiding the question. She tries to go to another person. She then gets asked, well, what's your position on the bill? And then she claims, Mr. Chapman, that she doesn't know the specifics and she can't give a response.
Well, as the head of the House of Representatives, she's either a bald-faced liar or she's a moron.
It may be a little bit of both. Yeah. Well, you know what? She's not a moron. She's very cunning. She's very smart. She's actually 69 years old, which I didn't realize. She looks pretty good for a 69-year-old.
It's the multiple facelifts.
It must be the multiple facelifts. But my contention is this is a woman who is very politically savvy, almost predatorial. She's somebody who was the lead Democrat in the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. She's the person that brought us, no, we're not going to bring the Bush administration up on war crimes, and no, impeachment is off the table. So to me, this woman is a political player who wants to get as high in the ranks as she possibly can on behalf of her masters in the elite ruling class.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't think
lying. You know, she's keeping it captive in there for as long as I can because she doesn't want to get it out into the floor to vote because it'll pass, and her masters are telling her to do that. And you have that retrobit, Barney Frank, who's the head of the committee, who's holding it in there. And he's a disgusting creature.
He is a disgusting creature. And he will be exposed in Invisible Empire in ways people have no idea. You should see the clips I have there. Oh, man.
I can't wait.
If I didn't have to run to the bank after the show, you got to see these things. I mean, I've got them back.
I know about Barney.
Yeah, out in the 90s where he's openly telling other congressmen to shut their mouths about the underage prostitution ring he's running in his D.C. home.
Apartment.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's just slap on the wrist. Oh, I'm not a Democrat anymore. I'm a Republican. Or no, not a Republican anymore. I'm a Democrat.
I don't want to be like, you know, Debbie Downer here, but if they did pass this bill to audit the Federal Reserve, I mean, wouldn't the powers that be just assign a whole bunch of CFR members to look into it like they do all the time anyway?
What's your take on that, Mr. Chapman?
Well, that's possible, but I think you're going to get a hue and cry. You know, people want action, and they're not getting it, and it's time to start howling about that fact that they're not being recognized or any of the things that they want are being looked into.
Well, at the very least, I think that we want this hearing on the floor so, you know, people like us in the alternative media can at least tape that and then put it into a film and let millions and millions and millions of people see what actually happened and was kept away from them by both the government and the mainstream media and having a pet impact that way.
That's true, and they're well aware of that. And, you know, we've got half the people in America now looking at the alternative media. And as you've seen from the drop in advertising and the terrible problems the media is having, both print as well as radio and TV, we're gaining ground every single day on them because we're spewing out the truth. And really, that's what the people want. There are people who don't want the truth because they just don't want to face it. And that's probably half the population. But if we can get half the people to understand what's going on, we can bring some fierce heat on them.
If we can get a quarter of the people to understand what's going on and then take action after that, we've got a real shot at winning. Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Thank you, Bob Dacey. Thank you, Bob Chapman. All the latest and greatest over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.